Okay, hi everyone. My name is Cecilia Krause, but most people here just call me Cece. Hi, Sarah. I will be attending Seattle Pacific University in the fall, majoring in biology and minoring in journalism. And so I'm up here, I think I'm supposed to talk about like my experience at church school and church and stuff, so here we go. There's just way too much to talk about in the 3 to 5 minutes I was given, so I was trying to figure out like how I accurately portray my wonderful, beautiful experience here. So then I realized, I was like, hey, picture speaks 1,000 words, so I got a couple pictures for you, and just to talk about my experience here at the church. Okay, so this is my first picture. It's probably one of my favorite from senior high fellowship. It was taken 2 years ago on my first mission trip in Biloxi, Mississippi. Every night, me and the five other people here would sit out on the porch and play a card game called BS for hours every night until we were yelled at to go to bed. One night, I'm pretty sure we missed the programming because they forgot that we were out there and we were just playing card games all night, so it was really fun. Anyway, this picture just like, it highlights the fellowship that we have in our special little group. It's dark out, we can't really see clearly, we're all exhausted, but we're still out there every night together as long as we can, and sometimes even a little longer, just because we care about each other so much and we want to spend time together. Okay, so for the second picture, this is a picture of the youth room, or what's left of it, after a game of Q-tip Wars. This is one of the things that we sometimes do during senior high fellowship. We take the couches and we use them as forts, and we use straws to shoot Q-tips at each other from across the room. It's very fun, very safe. So this just shows a little bit about the group, how it, everyone's like, oh, it's a church group, that's boring, I don't want to go. It's not boring, it's pretty fun. And yeah, so it's just, it's good. Okay, so for the third picture, okay, you caught me, it's not a real picture. You can't really tell though. I'm auctioning it off afterwards. Opening bids start at $500. So come up. We'll talk. I discovered we don't have any actual pictures of the closing prayer that our group does every Sunday night to close out the meeting. So I just drew one myself. So this is a picture of the most special and sacred and probably unique part of senior high fellowship. At the end of the day, after hurling rubber chickens at each other, hiding on top of shelves and cabinets and closets, shooting Q-tips across the room, talking about our faith and our fellowship and our friends, we come together and we pray for each other and for the world, for ourselves, for everything that's going on, and it's a really special and holy moment. For everyone, and despite the sweaty hands, the wriggling fingers and shaking friends, the way too hard hand squeezes, and the occasional coughing, sneezing, laughing fits, it still remains as the holiest moment of my week, and I will thoroughly miss it next year. So this has been my 4 years at Senior High Fellowship and my 11 years at this church, and I'm gonna miss it so much.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Liza Jaguer, and I will be attending UConn next year as an English major. A few weeks ago, I was one of the performers at the First Church production of God's Bell. Now, one of the songs from the show is called Learn Your Lessons. It was fun. I played ukulele, Lola sang, it was great. But while I was rehearsing that song for about the 50th time, I had a thought. Had I really learned my lessons well? And that thought sprung a whole new set of thoughts. Since in just a few short months I will be running off to college, learning all sorts of new lessons, I thought I would take this time to share with you all the lessons I learned from First Church. My learning started as a little chorister in Miss Salcedo's choir. It was there that I discovered my love for music. This love only grew when I met Mrs. Hartman and started taking piano lessons and joined Bell Choir. From these two brilliant women, I learned that sometimes music is the best medicine. But I also learned that behind every show-stopping performance is a lot of hard work and rehearsal. I owe a lot to them, and I don't think I have truly thanked them for it. So thank you, because without you two, I would not have the courage to be standing up here this morning. After several years of singing and ringing, I finally achieved the long-awaited high schooler status. And while I had been greatly involved in church up until this point, it wasn't until I joined Senior High Fellowship that I appreciated what it all meant. Through all my church school years, I had helped out with church school mission projects, and I knew I was doing something good, but I was always disappointed that I couldn't see what my work was going towards. It wasn't until my freshman year, when I went on my first mission trip to Washington, D.C., that I realized the power that this church had. There I was, a little freshman, serving a home-cooked meal to a homeless man, and then sitting with him and talking for an entire meal. I still remember it clearly. His name was Nathan, and he had a dream of being a preacher. A Bible was one of the few possessions he owned. Now, 4 years and four mission trips later, I find that those experiences are the ones that I will remember forever. It has taught me to appreciate what I have, as well as open my eyes to the world outside our bubble. Now, I want to take a moment to talk about what I learned from all of you, the congregation. The second I signed my name in that big old book after confirmation, I joined a family, and it shows. As some of you may know, I work at Katz Hardware down the street. After a few weeks of working there, my coworkers were getting suspicious of just how many people were stopping in the store to say hi to me. I would always say, oh, it's just someone from my church. In fact, it has become such a common occurrence that my coworkers automatically assume that if someone comes into the store to say hi, that person is from First Church. And they wouldn't be wrong. This congregation truly is a family of faith and has taught me the meaning of being opening, welcoming, and affirming. So, yeah, I'd say I have learned my lessons well, and I'm going to be taking them with me as I go to college, but I will never forget where I learned them. It reminds me of something that happened during a Godspell rehearsal. It was the end of a long rehearsal late at night, and I was sick with a cold. While I was waiting for my mom to get ready to leave, I decided to make myself comfortable lounging on these stairs. When my mom noticed me sprawled out on the steps, half asleep, she shook her head, saying, "Liza, get up! You're not home yet." I looked up at her with bags under my eyes and a yawn in my speech, saying, "No, Mom, I am home. Thank you."
Around me, it looked so fine, till I asked my Lord.